This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, November 12th. Changing Sides. Our reading comes from 1 Samuel chapter 20. Then David fled from Naioth at Ramah and went to Jonathan and asked, "What have I done? What is my crime? How have I wronged your father that he is trying to kill me?" "Never," Jonathan replied. "You are not going to die. Look, my father doesn't do anything, great or small, without letting me know. Why would he hide this from me? It isn't so." But David took an oath and said, "Your father knows very well that I have found favor in your eyes, and he has said to himself, 'Jonathan must not know this, or he will be grieved.' Yet as surely as the Lord lives and as you live, there is only a step between me and death." Jonathan said to David, "Whatever you want me to do, I'll do for you." So David said, "Look, tomorrow is the new moon feast, and I'm supposed to dine with the king. But let me go and hide in the field until the evening of the day after tomorrow. If your father misses me at all, tell him, 'David earnestly asked my permission to hurry to Bethlehem, his hometown, because an annual sacrifice is being made there for his whole clan.' If he says, 'Very well,' then your servant is safe. But if he loses his temper, you can be sure that he is determined to harm me. As for you, show kindness to your servant, for you have brought him into a covenant with you before the Lord. If I am guilty, then kill me yourself. Why hand me over to your father?" "Never," Jonathan said. "If I had the least inkling that my father was determined to harm you, wouldn't I tell you?" David asked, "Who will tell me if your father answers you harshly?" "Come," Jonathan said, "let's go out into the field." So they went there together. Then Jonathan said to David, "I swear by the Lord, the God of Israel, that I will surely sound out my father by this time the day after tomorrow. If he is favorably disposed toward you, will I not send you word and let you know? But if my father intends to harm you, may the Lord deal with Jonathan, be it ever so severely, if I do not let you know and send you away in peace. May the Lord be with you as he has been with my father. But show me unfailing kindness like the Lord's kindness as long as I live, so that I may not be killed. And do not ever cut off your kindness from my family, not even when the Lord has cut off every one of David's enemies from the face of the earth." So Jonathan made a covenant with the house of David, saying, "May the Lord call David's enemies to account." And Jonathan had David reaffirm his oath out of love for him, because he loved him as he loved himself. David thought it might have been his fault that King Saul was trying to kill him. Did he offend the king unknowingly? Did he not fulfill his duties or make a disloyal gesture in Saul's presence? David couldn't figure out why Saul was against him. David had tried to serve the king faithfully, even though Saul had tried to kill him several times. No wonder David was confused and upset. Jonathan was also confused at this point, probably thinking that Saul had kept his vow not to kill David. Jonathan didn't seem to realize that Saul had again tried to kill David and to hunt him down. But David said, "As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, there is only a step between me and death." Everything hinged on Jonathan's response. David would have been completely vulnerable and exposed if he could not trust Jonathan. But Jonathan was not motivated by his own ambitions. He realized now that he could not trust his father. And with a heart of love, Jonathan said to David, "Whatever you want me to do, I'll do for you." In this way, Jonathan changed sides, and he and David pledged their friendship to one another, calling upon God as their witness. Pray with me. Lord, I marvel at Jonathan's courage to change sides despite his family ties. When you challenge me to change sides for your sake, please help me to be faithful. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.